This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Тобто ми будемо використовувати як сталевий кулак, Iron Fist, для того, щоб пробивати.
Ukraine's defense minister said Friday that new tanks supplied by NATO countries would serve as an iron fist in a counteroffensive by Kyiv to break through Russian defensive lines. The official Oleksiy Nereznikov told a news briefing with his Polish counterpart that Western supplies of 155-millimeter artillery were vital for Ukraine to weather Russia's own attacks in the south and the east. Kyiv secured pledges from the West last month to supply main battle tanks to help fend off Russia's invasion, with Moscow mounting huge efforts to make advances in the east. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
The first step is getting the surveillance asset out of our airspace. And that's what we're focused on. And I thought it was very important for Wang Yi, the senior foreign policy official in Beijing, to hear this directly from me.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. But the Defense Department says the balloon is there for surveillance in violation of U.S. airspace and international law. South Korea Foreign Minister Park Jin said after meeting top U.S. diplomat Blinken on Friday that Seoul and Washington are committed to strengthening extended deterrence in relation to North Korea.
Any provocations by North Korea will be met with a firm and united response.
Park and Blinken's meeting followed a visit to Seoul this week by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. VOA News. A man caught carrying a loaded crossbow at the late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home in Britain pleaded guilty in London court on Friday to an offense under Britain's Treason Act and also to threatening to kill the monarch, Reuters' Laura Anthony reports.
A man who was caught carrying a loaded crossbow at late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill the monarch and to an offense under the Treason Act. 21-year-old Jaswant Singh Chahal from southern England said, "I am here to kill the Queen," when he was arrested. He was found dressed in black clothing and wearing a hood, metal mask and gloves in the grounds of the castle to the west of London at around 8 a.m. on Christmas Day in 2021. Prosecutors said that Chahal had spent months planning the attack.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Sentencing is set for March 31st. The Memphis, Tennessee Police Department said Friday it had fired a sixth officer involved in the death of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who was beaten by officers in the Tennessee City last month. The department said the officer had violated department policies on personal conduct, truthfulness, and compliance with regulations regarding the use of a taser. The Memphis Police Department previously fired five officers following the January 7th beating. Prosecutors charged those five with second-degree murder and kidnapping, among other charges. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days after his encounter with police. A U.S. jury on Friday found Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his company are not liable of securities fraud in a high-profile case over Musk's tweets in 2018 that he had lined up funding to take the electric car company private. Plaintiffs had claimed billions in damages, and the decision had also been seen as important for Musk himself, who has aggressively defended his ability to tweet broadly. Musk is the world's second richest person. He bought Twitter for $44 billion in October. Pope Francis met South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his family at the presidential palace on Friday. The pontiff began a visit to South Sudan with an impassioned plea to its fractious leaders to turn their backs on the violence, ethnic hatred and corruption that have stopped the world's youngest country from achieving peace and prosperity. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin welcomed Australian Minister of Defense Richard Marles to the Pentagon on Friday for talks on Indo-Pacific security, as well as the Trilateral Defense Technology Pact with the U.K., known as AUKUS or AUKUS. Both officials expressed hope that their ongoing discussions would continue to build on work from a meeting in early December. Marissa Melton, VOA News.